In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This year will not go down as the most solemn celebration of the feast of St. Francis de Sales. We had a solemn Mass planned, and then our dear vicar had to travel to Brazil, and due to the bad weather, he judged it was not prudent to ask our whole choir to come from far and wide to sing this evening. And as I am alone, I'm not able to sing the Mass with our dear candidates. And therefore, here we are with a low Mass with beautiful organ accompaniment for the Feast of St. Francis de Sales. It is nevertheless more solemnity than can be said for our dear saint when he first arrived on his first great mission as a young priest in the Chablais. The motto of the Institute is taken from St. Paul, from the Epistle to the Ephesians, furthering the truth in charity. If we have this motto, though, it is because we find that those words of St. Paul are words which animate the spirit of St. Francis de Sales. St. Francis de Sales said that the truth must be cooked in charity until it tastes sweet. For English speakers, this phrase is sometimes a stumbling block to the spirituality of our great patron. When one first hears it, it sounds something like cooking the books for an accountant, or simply watering down the truth, falsifying it to some degree so that it is not offensive to others. If anyone should think that this is the spirit of St. Francis de Sales, let me do my best to dispel his false notion this evening. First of all, if you wish to know the true spirit of St. Francis de Sales, you need only look to his first great mission work in the Chablais, where he began by carving out simply the right to celebrate little masses in that region which had fallen to Calvinism, and at first only had tiny congregations. Even if he had only a couple people at Mass, he would nevertheless preach. You know, perhaps, the great work that he did there. When he arrived, the Catholic faith was all but extinguished in this region of southern France, or modern Switzerland. 4 years later, there was scarcely a Calvinist to be found. Our saint achieved, by the grace of God, over 70,000 conversions in 4 years. And this was all done by the work of furthering the truth in charity. The founders of the Institute of Christ the King, in choosing this motto, were also inspired by the words of their great teacher, Cardinal Siri, who explained that, yes, we must further the truth in charity. Charity without truth, he said, is mere philanthropy. And truth without charity is mere idolatry. How did St. Francis de Sales achieve this great work of conversion in this Calvinist region? He had no great printing press at his disposal, still less any modern online means of social communication. He had desperately to write up small pamphlets refuting the arguments of the Calvinists and simply to slide them under people's doors in the area, always volunteering to debate anyone who had the courage to do so. Was this furthering the truth in charity? A greater example could not be found. If you wish to read these pamphlets, you may do so. They are compiled now in the book known as The Catholic Controversy, Les Controverses. They reveal to us a young and fiery St. Francis de Sales, with an excellent sense of humor, such that several times in the book we have trouble not doubling over in laughter in the beautiful refutations he gives of the Calvinist doctrine, not hesitating sometimes to reduce their argument to the absurd and invite his audience to mock their idiocy. Certainly then, furthering the truth in charity could never be construed as watering down the truth so as not to offend our listeners. St. Francis de Sales did not hesitate to proclaim the full truth to those whom he wished to bring back to the fold. Where then does the charity come in? It is in the prayers and good example of our saint. It was not just that he had pamphlets with words in them. It was that everyone in that region saw that he had no material means at his disposal to carry out his mission, that he struggled, that he labored day in and day out, all night, often sleeping under trees, and people would pass by and see the young missionary there, struggling even to exist in this region, asking only for little things, the right simply to celebrate Mass and to observe major feast days. Little by little, eking out more and more liberty for the Catholic faith. They saw that this was a man on fire with love, true love, charity in the true sense of the word. That is, a man on fire with the desire for heaven for all those he knew. The people of the Chablais saw that this man would gladly lay down his life to achieve their eternal salvation. It was this then, this true charity, combined with all his work in furthering the truth, which obtained the conversion of so many people in so short a time. I bring this to your attention especially because it ties in, I think, with what I spoke to you about this past Sunday, with the importance of teaching the truth to people and the importance of different forms of correction. St. Francis de Sales reminds us how important it is always to build a great foundation of charity before presuming to speak the truth to others. We all know this well enough. We all find ourselves in the situation sometimes, thinking that we need to correct an acquaintance, a relative, and often when we try to muster up the courage to do so, the first thing on our conscience is the fact that we have neglected our relationship with that person, that we have not done enough to build a foundation of charity. We have not taken the time to get to know the person better, to congratulate the person on successes in their life, to be there for them in times of suffering. Rather, if we're only picking up the phone at the last moment to correct them for doing something morally wrong, we know this will be only a sounding gong. No, in our correction of others and in furthering the truth, we do well first to build the foundation of true charity, to impress upon people's hearts the fact that we earnestly desire their salvation, not simply to have a merit badge, that we obtained one more conversion, but because that is true love, that we desire only a true friendship with them, an eternal one, where we rejoice together with them forever as we see God in the face. As we find ourselves now in a world with so many material means at our disposal for furthering the truth, let us not hesitate to invoke the aid of our holy patron, that we may always do so in proclaiming the full truth without fear, always founded on charity. St. Francis de Sales, pray for us.